From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. The new guidelines for masking in Juneau are a breath of fresh air for vaccinated people. Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says if someone is fully vaccinated, meaning they've completed their vaccination series plus 2 weeks, they no longer have to wear a mask. The new guidelines mirror the CDC's guidelines that also relax social distancing measures for fully vaccinated people. Cosgrove says masking rules may differ for businesses, such as grocery stores.
Certainly, private businesses and other employers, like office buildings, etc., can adjust their protocols accordingly. Private businesses may choose to still require people to mask, but I think that's going to be done on a case-by-case basis.
The guidelines say unvaccinated people should still wear masks to protect those around them, including children who are not eligible for vaccination.
Youth under the 11 and under who cannot be vaccinated will be required to continue masking, as well as any youth or adults age 12 and up who have not yet had that opportunity.
Schools in Juneau are also requiring faculty to continue masking, and Cosgrove says masking is still required for anyone using public transit, as well as on planes. In other news, in 2020, Bartlett Regional Hospital braced for a surge of COVID-19 patients. It got a surge of mental health crises instead. Claire Strumpel reports for Alaska's Energy Desk.
Bartlett behavioral health staff tied the surge in patients to spring break 2020. Students left the classroom for vacation and returned to a whole new reality. COVID-19 cases were increasing statewide. And all of a sudden, remote learning replaced their school day routines.
We started to see kids and families and adults coming in, struggling with the immediate changes that we as a community took on.
Bradley Grigg leads the behavioral health arm of the regional hospital. He says those social restrictions are causing spikes in anxiety, depression, substance use, and self-harm for students, parents, and just about everyone experiencing the disruption of the pandemic. Since last March, Grigg says patient visits have doubled to 1,000 a month. And of those, he says more than 100 come to the emergency room. That works out to 4 people in crisis in Juneau per day.
I hope that no one deals with what we're seeing. It's a pandemic all within itself, and it's creating more havoc. Yes, COVID has created inconveniences for us. This is creating havoc.
Juneau isn't an outlier. Christina Weltzien is a mental health clinician for the state's health department.
In all of our communities, the information that we're getting is that behavioral health issues have increased dramatically.
In a state survey, most adults reported their mental health has worsened over the last year. More than half of parents reported that their child was more anxious or sad than usual. Grigg says in the last year, he's made dozens of new hires and now has a staff of 150. CARES money helps fund those new positions now, but Grigg says they will be permanent roles that reflect a new normal in Bartlett's behavioral health program.
Because when people are in crisis, whether it's even if it's just outpatient, we don't want to waitlist them. We want to be able to meet their need and get them into the clinic.
Even with increased staff, there's still a waitlist for non-emergency patients. The hospital also started a crisis team this spring. It provides follow-up support to patients after they're discharged from the emergency department and works with them until they're stable. But Grigg got emotional when he talked about how this affects youth. Prior to COVID-19, kids were only about a third of the patients in the behavioral health department. Now, children make up the majority of the hospital's behavioral health patients and a quarter of the department's emergency room traffic. Hospital-recorded suicide attempts have quadrupled among teenagers. For children 13 and younger, the hospital recorded one suicide attempt in 2019. In 2020, there were 7.
The devastation that we're seeing with kids and families when they can't survive this, because their anxiety and their depression and their substance use is so out of control. It's an effect that unless you're seeing it every day, you don't know how infiltrated it has hit our community.
Restrictions have eased, and more than 70% of Juneau's eligible population has had its first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. But Greg said the patient load hasn't decreased. It's just leveled off. It's unrelenting, he said. It's not stopping. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strimple in Juneau.
And if you're looking for mental health resources, please check ktoo.org for a list. For someone to talk to now, call 1-877-266-4357. That's 1-877-266-HELP. And Wrangell's middle school and high school music groups recently held their first performance in almost a year and a half. KSDK's Sage Smiley has this report.
Music teacher Tasha Morse stands in front of three rows of middle schoolers, about 20 in all. They're sporting a variety of instruments, from a chest-high red and white bass drum to violins to trombones to a mellophone.
What you just witnessed is the very first note that our entire band has played together as a whole band at all this year. That's the first time they've played together this entire year.
Unlike most school concerts, this performance took place in the open air, under the soaring roof of the elementary school's covered outdoor basketball court. Stikine Middle School's mitigation plan has kept the kids in pods, which means the band spent a year practicing the same music in three completely separate classroom groups. Sixth grader Jackson Carney holds down one corner of the middle school's percussion ensemble, playing the snare and bass drums.
It was different not practicing ever, and I will say I messed up a couple times, but oh well.
Sixth grader Natalia Ashton says she's played the violin for about half her life. This was the first year she got to play strings with the band.
It was good. Definitely did not expect it to be outside, but I don't need a mask to play, so it wasn't that different playing without a mask, but it was definitely a new experience.
Ashton is relieved to be able to breathe normally. In addition to being kept in pods, music teacher Tasha Morse explains what other precautions have been taken.
We play with masks that have special flaps, and then they cover their entire instrument, and I can't see their fingers, and they're constantly like, ah, they call it their sarong. My sarong is stuck in my horn, hold on! Or like they're trying to flip a page, but they have to pull their hand out of this bag and then put it back in, and they're like, hold on, I can't get it in there! It's been ridiculous.
But these precautions have largely kept COVID-19 out of Wrangell's classrooms. Students have attended school in person for all but about 2 weeks of the school year, when minor outbreaks prompted shutdowns. With the middle school's first and last group performance of the year finished, Morse swept around, sanitizing seats and music stands for the second performance, the high school band. It's a smaller group. Wrangell's Emergency Operations Center and the Parks and Rec Department signed off on the concerts for the two bands and the high school choir. But only two family members were allowed at a time under the awning to fan out and watch the students perform. Others had to lurk outside the fence or pull up in cars outside the enclosure. Morse says it was a welcome opportunity to have family and friends to play for.
Playing music for people is why we play music. We don't play music just to keep it to ourselves. So this was really nice. I think it was very refreshing after over a year of not playing for people.
She's not anticipating such a long break next year. And Jackson Carney, the middle school percussionist, is already looking forward to his seventh grade stint in band.
I'm really excited for next year. I hope I can do some other percussion instruments besides the bass drum and snare drum. I hope to try just other ones in general.
High school senior Jade Balansag plays both the trombone and flute. She says she hopes Wrangell Schools will continue to support arts education for students after she graduates, even if it takes getting creative and holding more chilly outdoor concerts.
It's really like a large portion of the school that plays band, if it weren't for a pandemic, of course. But still, we have a pretty like significantly large band for like all the circumstances. And there are a lot of students here who are really passionate about arts and like music and, you know, they need all the support they can get.
That was KSTK's Sage Smiley reporting in Wrangell. For more on this and other stories, go to kto.org. This is KTOO News.